Welcome to Your Classicals Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. In November of 2023, the New York Philharmonic presented Julia Perry's Stabat Mater for the very first time. The New York Philharmonic and many other ensembles are celebrating the 100th birth anniversary of Julia Perry. She was born in Louisville, Kentucky on March 25th, 1924. Her family moved to Akron, Ohio when she was young. Since both her parents were classically trained pianists, Julia grew up on a steady diet of classical music, along with hymns and Black spirituals. She was a precocious student who studied piano, voice, and composition. Her talents were destined for far bigger things. ...1951 was a momentous year for Julia Perry. That's the year her signature composition grabbed the attention of the music world at its premiere at Tanglewood. It was her Stabat Mater for mezzo-soprano and string orchestra. A setting of a 13th century Christian hymn to Mary during the crucifixion of Christ. It's a rather dissonant work, often evoking great pain and suffering through the music. After the acclaimed premiere of that work, Julia Perry moved to Florence, Italy to study. Stabat Mater was an immediate success in Italy as well. Julia sang the soprano part for all performances for the next 2 years. Perry even studied in Paris with the renowned music teacher and conductor, Nadia Boulanger. Julia Perry gave frequent concerts all around Europe. She impressed audiences and critics alike with her authentic singing voice and the way she blended the classical aesthetic with the Black legacy she inherited. However, after returning home to the U.S. in 1959, doors that had once been open to her were now closed. Racial tensions in the U.S. at the time were a stark contrast to what she experienced in Europe. Performances of her work and publishing offers had stopped by 1965, and Julia was stricken by the first of several strokes, which left her paralyzed on her right side. Julia persevered. She taught herself to compose with her left hand. Julia Perry passed away in 1979. She was just 55 years old. Today, much of her output is largely unplayed due to copyright issues. However, the Julia Perry Project is hard at work getting it reassembled. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with technical assistance from Derek Ramirez and support from Julie Yamacher, Elizabeth Iverson, Andrea Blaine, Kevin O'Connor, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org or download episodes wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Vernon Neal.